Tuberculosis is one of the world's most persistent health threats. Now, U.S. researchers have identified a new way to treat infected people before they get sick. The World Health Organization says tuberculosis kills nearly 2 million people each year. Another 2 billion are at risk. They're infected, but they don't have symptoms of the disease. Those at highest risk can take medicine, but Vanderbilt University researcher Timothy Sterling says not everyone follows through with the treatment, which is a daily dose of isoniazid, for 9 months.
So although the medication is highly efficacious, if people take all of their medication, many people do not take all of their medication, and therefore the effectiveness of the regimen is decreased.
As an alternative, Sterling and his colleagues combined isoniazid with another drug. The combination was taken weekly, not daily, and for just 3 months.
And the results of the study showed that the new regimen, the 3 months of isoniazid and rifapentine, was as effective as the 9 month isoniazid regimen. And in fact, the short course 3 month regimen had higher treatment completion rates and was also well tolerated.
There was one other difference. The two-drug combination treatment was administered as directly observed therapy. That means the patients took their medicine in the presence of a healthcare worker to ensure that they followed the treatment protocol. This was a large study involving some 7,500 participants in North America, Spain, and Brazil. Sterling cautions that most of the people in this study were HIV negative. The results might be different for HIV positive people. A recent study in South Africa indicated that the combination therapy works well in people infected with HIV as well as tuberculosis, but the study was too small to be definitive. Timothy Sterling's research is published in the New England Journal of Medicine and has been endorsed by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. The government health agency recommends the 12-dose weekly combination treatment as an equally effective alternative to the 270-dose daily regimen that's been the standard therapy. But because of possible safety issues, the CDC still recommends the daily regimen for HIV-positive patients who are taking antiretroviral drugs and for women who are pregnant. Also, because of a lack of data, the CDC says children under age 12 should stay with the 9-month daily treatment. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.